We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I'm talking about Alabama, y'all. This show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gaston, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. So several text messages real quick. One came from, oh gosh, who was this from? This was from Brian from Bluntsville. He sent in a meme as a picture of an electric charging station. It says, it's a picture of an electric car charging stations that are popping up everywhere. Here's an interesting fact, he says. That's the 350 kilowatt generator uses 12 gallons of diesel fuel per hour, takes 3 hours to fully charge your car to get 200 miles. That's 36 gallons for 200 miles, 5.6 mile per gallon. Proof you can't fix stupid. Yeah, it's a charging station mated to a large generator is all it is. That's unreal. Unbelievable. Georgia from Summerton checked in and just wanted us to know her husband is in the UAB hospital and they've been trying to figure out, and it's a long text. So did you already read this one? What's the summation of it real quick, Jamie?
She's struggling to find a way to get her husband to vote and said that she's just struggling to find the resources to do so. It feels like she's not getting much help. And said she's tired with these leftists. Nobody gives a dang, and nobody helps. So,
well, George, I am sorry to hear you're going through that, and blessings on you. Lord bless Georgia and her husband, and I pray that his healing is complete and quick in Jesus' name. But God, I just also ask you to give them a sense of relief. So, Georgia, listen, I don't know what to tell you about this. I mean, the hospital's not going to be there to help you vote, but you can probably hire an ambulance. But what I'm saying is, if he's bedridden or hospital bound. The hospitals also can't just operate against medical advice. It's going to have to be a combination of what's good for him and getting him to the polls. So blessings on you. Marvin from Addison says, Dems checking to see if Trump broke the law with his comments on Cheney. Sure they are. Of course they are. How about this? Maybe we should check and see whether or not Joe Biden actually broke the law when he had his official transcript of his garbage comments the other day changed. It's unreal. And oh, by the way, Trump didn't break the law. He said something that if you take the whole thing in context, it's not what they're trying to say it is.
Well, I don't even know what they're trying to say he broke the law with. Like, what part of his comment are they honing in on?
Violent rhetoric, trying to incite violence because he's a violent person. Keep in mind, this is what Liz Cheney's been doing for years. He's a violent man. He calls for violence. And now Liz Cheney with her hangdog face is all sad because she got picked on. And
so I guess the part where he said she wouldn't be a warmonger if all the guns were pointed at her is sort of is what he said in the speech. I think they're probably trying to twist out. And
something like that.
Obviously, he's not saying to attack Liz Cheney, but,
exactly right.
It's something that needs to be said of, these people in Washington who constantly want to start foreign wars and bankrupt the nation,
Yeah, and of the two of them, which one's been shot?
Yeah,
that'd
exactly.
Donald Trump. All right, let's jump on immigration for a minute because I'm gonna get to the top of the hour and not have any time left because we're going to JP on sports at the top of the hour. So listen, the number two issue, and depending on the polls, it can sometimes be the number one issue, is illegal immigration. The left will constantly downplay your concerns. They will. The left will constantly downplay your concerns, even to the point of mocking it. Now, I went ahead and pulled some liberal media sites. Phil, did you really? I did. That's the risk that I will take to bring you all of the information you need to have those water cooler conversations. So the first article I pulled here as a classic example of the way the left reports things comes from a piece called ELPAI, E-L-P-A-I-S, ELPAI. They go ahead and say, Trump's hard line on illegal immigration pushes Kamala Harris's party to the right. Okay. Pushes them to the right? You mean, what they really mean to say is, made her actually do something for once. Says, the arrival of hundreds of thousands of immigrants and major U.S. citizens since spring of 2022. By the way, excuse me, author Maria Antonia Sanchez-Vallejo. She's a hyphenated name, JP. Hyphenated name.
Like you said, I don't trust people with hyphenated names.
Hyphenated names. Don't trust them. Anyway, the arrival of hundreds of thousands, it's millions, thank you, of immigrants in major U.S. cities in spring 2022 is conditioning next Tuesday's elections on both sides of the political spectrum. The Republican discourse, she says, which associates migrants with insecurity and describes them as drainers of scarce resources, such a, listen, here's the bottom line. One thing she's reporting correctly, despite the fact that she couches it all in this ain't what you think it is rhetoric, yada, yada, yada. She does point out 90% of Republicans say that immigration is a very important issue. 68% of independents think it's a very important issue. Only 50% of Democrats think it's a very important issue. But that's still, and if you combine that together, 90% of Republicans, let's take what voted last time. Was it 78 million? Roughly 80 million people voted Republican last time. 90% of that, you're looking at somewhere around, let's go ahead and just go ahead and say 72 million. 68% of independents, I don't know the numbers. 50% of Democrats, let's say they had roughly 80 million also. Only 50%, that's still 100. So now we're at 122 million-ish. 112 million, I'm sorry. That's just voters. Just voters. I mean, it's overwhelming that America wants this dealt with. Now, she goes on to say, with his well-known xenophobic narrative, oh, here we go. His well-known xenophobic narrative, Trump said he plans to carry out mass deportations from Times Square, not far from Times Square, which he claims has been taken over by undocumented migrants. In 2 years, but so she downplays, and this is what the left does. They downplay it, and then they feel a little guilty, so they got to say something that's real. So he's xenophobic. He's calling for mass deportations of all things. Right near Times Square, of all things. And then, oh, by the way, points out that, well, they have had 210,000 foreigners arrived in the Big Apple. But she points out they were arriving on buses chartered by Republican governors. So, what? Anyway, Chicago, Boston, and Denver have all gotten 50,000 each, but here's the thing that gets it. In her view, the illegal immigrants, they are the, here's a quote, they are the perfect scapegoat, sacrificial victims on the altar of votes, no matter what party they are from. First of all, they're not from a party. They're illegal immigrants. They are not party members of any kind. Why? Because they can't vote. They're illegals. They're not scapegoats. They're just breaking the law to get here, and it's straining our resources. And then sacrificial victims? How about this? They're not victims. They're the criminals. They're the ones who came here illegally. They're the ones who created the issue. We didn't invite them here. Well, I guess the Democrats did. But the reality is, they still waded across the river or, you know, crawled across the fence or, you know, came around the borderlines. Anyway, the bottom line is this. That's that. All right, that's El Pai. How about Atlantic? Phil, did you go to the Atlantic? I did. The Atlantic wants to talk about Alabama. The Haitians had come to Sylacauga by bus. This whole thing, by the way, is a mocking article. I told you. They will downplay your concerns. They will even mock your concerns. The Haitians came to Sylacauga by bus. Two buses, possibly even three, but certainly more than one. Of this, one resident was sure, as he explained on Facebook, because he'd been told by somebody who saw them unloading in the Walmart parking lot. I mean, the article goes on from there, talking about it's an effort to cripple the welfare state of a small Alabama town. Well, how about this? Stop mocking it and recognize that hundreds of millions of people deeply concerned about this topic. So much so that, as the first liberal article pointed out, it's actually pushing Kamala Harris somewhat to the right. Oh, really? Because if they felt entirely guilt-free on the issue, she wouldn't move at all. The fact that she's posturing in some way, pretending that she'd move into the right, is a clear indication she's worried because they know that hundreds of millions of voting Americans are deeply concerned about this issue. And then there's the Daily Wire. Daily Wire ran an amazing piece. Daily Wire, a national outlet. Headline, overrun by Haitian migrants, these Alabama towns could become the next Springfield. Wow. It's a long article, but it's got some amazing content. Says as van loads of Haitian migrants began arriving over the summer, residents in Alabama started to wonder whether their already swelling community could handle the influx. But wait a minute. I thought they were just like saying silly things on Facebook about what someone told them about seeing them unloading buses in the Walmart parking lot. About these are just the victims. They're just being scapegoated for votes. How about this? The article from Daily Wire says Alabama worries that their cities will become the next Springfield, Ohio, where a large influx of Haitian migrants was accompanied by a surge in crime and traffic accidents. Keep in mind, the city of Springfield, Ohio, a city of just 60,000, I'm sorry, a city of just 40,000, gained 20,000 more illegals. Unbelievable. People are ticked. People are scared. People are beside themselves, and people want this to be fixed. The article from Daily Wire goes on to say, Daily Wire traveled to Athens and spoke to more than a dozen residents, some longtime residents, and some migrants. And the concern is not only that migrants are impacting the lives of those who are already there, but that the lives that the migrants are also incurring when they get there. The Alabama cities of Albertville and Enterprise have seen an increase. Locals are seeking answers about the legal status, but city officials can't find answers from the federal government and have to shift the blame to the Biden-Harris administration. In Albertville, that's just up the road from where JP and I are sitting. In Albertville, 110 Haitian students have joined the school system. The superintendent said, this is complicated. When kids get here, we want to educate them. We'll keep trying to do that, but we need help, and I cannot emphasize that enough, says we don't have enough translators. In Athens, the city school system said that 669 students are classified as English second language. The district had 24 students in the system from Haiti. Superintendent says she has no plans to be able to hire more English second language teachers. How about this, though? Then there's the question of what's happening with one city councilman in Athens who actually owns rental houses, and they're not great. And this one rental house in particular, the migrants who live there say they've been paying $2,000 a month for what amounts to a little small rundown house. $2,000 a month for a 1,200 square foot house. They were told their rent would be reduced to $1,500, but Daily Wire tracked down the person who lived there right before them, who was only paying $325 to live there. Why is that happening? Because the federal government is subsidizing the rent. That's why. And because migrants don't know any better, and they're just told go find a place to live, and they don't want to sleep out in the rain. I mean, I hate to say it, but they're people too. And listen, the whole thing is jacked up, and it shouldn't have to be like this. This article is more in-depth than I can go into right now, but the reality is we have gained attention. Even as Alabama, we have gained attention right now. We have school systems. We have whole communities that are watching what is happening, and the word is on the street right now that more are coming. And then there's the crime factor. When we get back from this break, I'll tell you about the fact that the crime factor has taken on a whole new life again. It's just unbelievable. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Immigration Nation, that's what we're talking about. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like pulling pins on truth grenades. So, by the way, breaking news, it's really not that much of breaking news per se because these things happen every day right now, but Donald Trump is actually doing a rally as I speak in Warren, Michigan, watching it live on both screens up here in the studio walls. And he just finished talking about the exact thing that I've been talking about, the top two issues. He said he was going to work to fix the economy and fix the southern border. And then right after that, he mentioned the border and talked about the fact that we've got literally criminals coming across the border. That being said, I've got the mayor of a small village near Cincinnati, small village, they call them that, but anyway, it's called Lachlan, Ohio. The Lachlan mayor, Mark Mason, says that his county officials estimate that they have received somewhere around 3,000 immigrants from Mauritania. 3,000. 3,000 from Mauritania. 3,000, by the way, the village population is only 3,400. 3,400! They just doubled in size for the most part. Just literally, he says, listen, we're strained to the max. He said, our fire and paramedic services have been stressed. They've moved to these apartment complexes. They're packing them into apartments. A lot of the longtime residents have moved out because of multiple fires. It's been caused by their not understanding how to cook on stoves. They use high levels of grease in their cooking. It's caused multiple fires. He said, a lot of people don't want to subject their families to unsafe conditions, these apartment complexes. They've moved out. Working residents have, you know, and they've moved, and these Mauritanians have moved in, and they're just literally 3,000 of them showed up in a community of only 30, 3, I mean, 3,200 people in the community. They took in 3,000 immigrants. That's unsustainable. And he says that. At the same time, I'm looking at stories left and right. And by the way, I got a caller on the line, so I'll get to it momentarily. Let me get a little bit more out here. I got a story here from Fox. A suspect was just charged, Dateline yesterday, charged with shooting a Jewish man multiple times on his way to a Chicago synagogue, is a Mauritanian illegal immigrant who was released into the U.S. last year. How about the story from the New York Post? An illegal immigrant who skipped an immigration hearing after being cut loose at the U.S.-Mexico border has now been arrested for raping a 5-year-old girl on Long Island, and cops believe he may have more victims. Where is he from? Honduras. That's Dateline today. How about this one? Fox News, Dateline 2 days ago. Oklahoma's chief election, education officer, sent a demand letter to Vice President Kamala Harris, essentially serving as an invoice, saying that they have incurred $474 million in education costs for illegal immigrants, and he wants to know when the federal government is going to repay it. Y'all, is it any wonder this is a top issue? You got, and by the way, the idea that that liberal article I had earlier just said, well, the, you know, the crime thing is being overreported. I don't care if it's one crime. If one illegal immigrant commits a crime on an American citizen, it's one crime that never should have happened, because not only should it not have happened as a crime itself, it should not have happened because the criminal should not have even been here. It's unbelievable. I got a call on the line real quick. I'll take it before I run out of time. Badger from Athens. Hey, Badger, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you all today? Happy Friday.
Thank you very much. Friday to you.
I'm doing good, doing great. Hey, I know you got sports at the top of the hour, so I'll make this quick about the immigration. Can we set up like a, I'm not calling it an intern camp or anything like that, but can we set up a city on the border where they come in, they run all the services, they run all the facilities, they teach their own young English, and as they graduate through the different steps in the city, then they work their way through the process to be allowed to be in the U.S.? Couldn't we do something like that?
Yeah, you know, probably not. And I say that not because I don't think that we have cause to. I think that's because we have some pretty serious constitutional liberties related to freedom of movement. And so I don't know that we can actually do that. Now, they've committed a crime by being here. And so incarceration's sake, yes. But just to say that they're going to be living in camps, I think we'd be opening things up for a... Now, I tell you what we can do. Why don't we press the UN to set up a refugee camp on the southern side of the border like they do everywhere else in the world, and let them handle it that way, and do a remain in Mexico policy, and the UN could set up its refugee camp and take care of the issue like they do in every other country in the world, it seems like. Badger, great question. Got to run, though. We're about to run out of time, so thanks for the call, man.
All right, have a great weekend. Bless you all.
Thank you, buddy. You too. Listen, one of the things we do know is, as I go to the break, the Telegraph had an article. In fact, it was Lee from Huntsville that pointed it out to me. And I wish I had more time for it. But the article is headlined, "If Trump Wins, I'm Not Going to the U.S." There's a 2,000 migrant caravan moving towards the Mexican border right now. But several of them have said, if Trump was in office, they wouldn't be coming. Well, next week, let's see what happens. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, JP on sports.